Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Reading Into Hypnosis. There's a lot of ways to learn hypnosis. You can train with people, read about it, find courses and workshops both on and offline. Most of all, you can explore it at your own leisure, at your own pace, in your own way. This is maybe one of those ways. A book, a publication, or maybe even just an audio that helps you to understand hypnosis even better. It contains some examples of various scripts, and as you just sit back, relax, and let yourself absorb the knowledge, you'd be surprised how much it will absorb you. This is part of a series of cursed publications and magic manuscripts that have been found over the years. It might influence you a bit more than the average study material, even though getting lost in a book is not a stranger to many people. Usually, it's not literal. Hypnosis is a fascinating thing, though. There are many cliches, many ways in which it can be applied. There are several scripts you could follow or learn to improvise, elements that you can use to get better. It's easy to get lost in the moment sometimes, to feel yourself zone out as you listen, while you're doing your best to focus on the moment and to absorb everything that the material has to offer. It is completely natural to miss moments in time. While others help your focus to remain on the task, while you're doing it all without thinking, while you're busy letting yourself listen, drifting, floating. Hypnosis is a fascinating state of mind. While some are aware of it as a flow state, others call it meditation or simply progressive relaxation. It's a completely natural part of how your mind works, a mechanism that allows certain focus or meandering to become meaningful. And the concentration or the lack thereof will allow you to complete lessons so easily and so smoothly. The more you let yourself sink into this state, the more natural it becomes, and the more you let yourself focus on the unfocused, the easier it gets. Every second ticks by. Each moment meanders on. Every action followed by another. And while you're slowly letting the sentences walk by, the letters align up and listen, everything aids you in going deeper and deeper, listening to various examples of inductions, conversational techniques, staring. You may even slowly get into a state where staring is all you do consciously. That the words I'm saying are flowing into your unconscious so easily that you'd find yourself nodding as you acknowledge that you're getting lost, hypnotized, deep into my words. And that little nod felt so good, didn't it? It signifies that flow of power shows how you're being hypnotized. As you continue to listen, to let yourself fall deeper into this state of trance, maybe you imagine the unimaginable, or perhaps your mind is so blank, absorbed by the words, that the rest of yourself follows. Can you imagine pages of a book opening before you? The soft texture of the paper, words on the surface unclear, as if in a dream. The sound of rustling pages, the scent of an old library, a well-worn book, a soft guided hypnosis that allows your mind to empty into it and focus on not being focused, slowing down and passing by, letting the sounds slip down and the world fade away. It can happen so easily that you're barely aware of what happens. Maybe you know that you're already in trance, even though you're still waiting for that snap, that feeling, that word. Then again, if you really wanted to, I'm sure you could fall into trance without me even asking. And again, as you're listening, reading the words, reading into hypnosis, you fall so deep in trance. It's a nice feeling, a very nice feeling. Sometimes it is accompanied by various fantasies. Eyes staring you down, spirals on screens, fancy chairs that are so comfortable to lean back in, sounds in the background that have layers woven within them, secrets that sneak into your unconscious as you remain unaware. This lovely bit of hypnotic trickery. Flashing spirals, weaving words and letters, making you go deeper with every sudden drop. An image in front of you, a sound around you, pages that absorb your mind into them. A lovely bit of imagery and imagination that allows us to dive deep into the delightful depths of trance. And the more you are reading into hypnosis, the more it reads back. It observes, focuses on you. Can you feel its gaze, its attention? The weight of pages pulling you down, the knowledge pulling you further. All the different symbols that seem to pull you in, appearing before your mind, apparently powerful. as I continue to observe every little reaction of yours. Without thinking, you nod again, signifying your mind going even deeper. It feels good to let that happen, doesn't it? Can you imagine yourself just reading a book on hypnosis and slowly feeling yourself fall deeper, hypnotized by the very words you're wanting to learn? What would happen to you? What would the book be able to accomplish with your mind? Would you hear a snap pulling you down? Those words to drop into an even emptier trance. Happily hypnotized without even realizing it. And I wonder what would happen when the book snaps shut. Is part of you trapped inside, pulled into this magical manuscript? Or will you be able to wake later without any real effect, thinking that it was merely a fantasy, a dream, a flight of fancy? At the same time, you can feel something happening as you nod again. Your body reacting as your mind is more blank. Go ahead and wake for a moment and become aware of how deep you were. You are still listening to this audiobook describing how various inductions can work. This is an example of conversational brainwashing. This text, as you may expect, will put you into a hypnotic trance. And yet, it is no more than a conversation about a subject that is, well, of interest to me, shall we say. The idea of brainwashing you while you're simply listening is absolutely fascinating. Can you imagine how wild it would be that you would just nod without thinking and then drop deep into trance again, just because I said so? It would be almost crazy to realize that your body did exactly what I said it would. And when you wake again, you become aware of what just happened. Maybe you'll smile, giggle a little bit nervously, aware of how much it has influenced you. Or maybe there's just a silence, a deep, blank silence, a wonderful emptiness, slipping back into trance, in and out of trance. It's as easy as breathing. Some people will do anything for a moment of emptiness that allows their mind to go blank. And then those words that are missing are melting. So it's okay to fall back down. Now this is far from over, and yet it'll end in a moment. And if my voice follows, you will remain nice and deep. Otherwise, If my voice doesn't follow, imagine yourself closing the book and finally waking up from that dream again. Then again, maybe you're still dreaming. It is fun to be tricked, isn't it? But I hope you're not reading too much into hypnosis, because it might read you back